Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
School officials, as we've been hearing, are struggling to figure out what school will look like in the fall as coronavirus cases continue to spike. And there are lots of things to consider. For instance, the Government Accountability Office recently reported that 41% of school districts nationwide have heating and cooling systems that need to be upgraded or replaced. And last week, the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine said the pandemic has worsened disadvantages for Black, Latino, and Indigenous children, and that they should be prioritized as part of reopening plans. Keisha Scarlett is Chief of Equity, Partnerships, and Engagement in the Seattle Public School System and a contributor to this latest report, and she joins us now by phone. Hi, Keisha.
Hello.
You know, Seattle Public Schools, like many school districts, have had problems in recent history with making certain that all students receive an equitable education, Black, Brown, Indigenous students, as well as other students. And so I just want to know how this COVID-19 crisis possibly exacerbates what's already a major fault line within Seattle public school systems and others as well.
You know, Seattle Public Schools, like many districts, have really struggled to close opportunity gaps and to really acknowledge the historical legacies of racism in this country and how our educational systems were not intended for children of color, and particularly Black children and Indigenous students, to succeed. And so this is intergenerational and historical racism that needs to be faced by all school districts. What I will say about Seattle schools is, you know, we just adopted a bold new strategic plan that really focuses on our students furthest from educational justice and focuses on what we call a targeted universalism strategy, in particular looking at African-American males and just thinking about if our system can be coordinated to ensure that African-American males are successful, then it helps to move all students forward. And so maybe in contrast in some ways, I think that we were a little bit more ambivalent about some of the decision-making in this new strategic plan. But actually, COVID has forced us to really apply our racial equity lenses. We have a COVID-19 racial equity analysis tool that we've applied to resource allocation in some other areas. So in some ways, I think it's forced us as a school system to really try and enact out the values that we wrote into that document. And that's the work that it's going to take. It's going to take us to move into doing equity work instead of just talking about it and writing about it.
So I want to make a point to say that there are also white students who are disproportionately affected by schools possibly not reopening in the fall. But numbers show that Black, Latino, and Native American children are disproportionately impacted. Can you talk about maybe your fears about them being further behind without additional help if schools do not open?
You know, I think some of the fears of not having in-person learning, the first one is belonging and the importance of adults, I think, is really important. Mm-hmm. That adults and trusted adults play a key role in sort of unlocking the opportunities of equitable education, and they really start with those relationships that are built. So that is a concern. Families don't have necessarily equitable access to technology if they're sharing devices throughout the house and don't have individual student devices and laptops. Those are all barriers that just exacerbate sort of those opportunity gaps that exist for these students as well.
What have you been hearing from parents and students?
A lot of frustration. You know, there are families who really want their children to come back and be in person for learning, feel ill-equipped to provide the homeschooling and home learning that they were thrust into. No one had any time to plan for this. And I've heard a lot from second language families just about communication barriers, those families that need in-language access to information. I think there's just some huge communication gaps that yet exist. And we've heard a lot from students about how much they miss the physical presence of school. We've just heard a whole lot from community. And then lastly, just having the basic needs in order to take care of themselves. Hmm.
Keisha Scarlett is Chief of Equity, Partnerships, and Engagement in the Seattle Public School System. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.